When a beloved dog becomes seriously ill, owners are faced with difficult decisions. Researchers are developing a new tool which could help dog owners tackle the tough choice of prolonging life or letting go. And here with us now to discuss the study is Maria Iliopoulou. Maria is an MSU-trained veterinarian and a doctoral student in the Department of Community, Agriculture, Recreation, and Resource Studies. Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
How important are owners' observations of changes in a dog's behavior to diagnosing what's wrong? I imagine those are pretty central.
Yeah. I mean, it's important to begin with, like based on 93%, based on the research, 93% of the owners perceive their animals as family members. So based on that, and in this research, we had the owner that was closest to the pet to evaluate the quality of life through treatment. And it is very important. And like the scientists and veterinarians know the science, the owner knows the pet. So we wanted this collaboration and this discussion to be based on what we both know to facilitate the decision.
Did you find out what you were looking for through this
yeah,
study?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
In a nutshell, what was that?
Well, the one of the findings was that when pets have the play behaviors, they have signs of disease, or they're perceived as happy by the owner, these are very important findings to include in further studies or to evaluate the quality of life of the pet that is undergoing chemotherapy. And another important part of it was that we had the animal to be a control of itself. Like, we evaluated the pet 6 months before. Like, we asked the owner how your pet was 6 months before it became seriously ill, in order to see the individual animal, what they like, what is happiness for them, how they respond, what is quality of life for the individual dog, and then evaluate it through three consecutive visits. And then based on the results of the study, these three observations of play behaviors, signs of disease, and happiness of the dog were very much important, as perceived by the owner, to now, be included.
Okay. And you found this process helps those dog owners who feel guilty, specifically guilty, when a pet dies. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I mean, it is very difficult. This is a heart-wrenching experience for all pet owners.
Sure.
And when eventually the pet is euthanized or dies, you are thinking about what happened. So based on some experience, it was mentioned by Dr. Villalobos as well, who is she's treating cancer, pets with cancer. When they have this scale to know in every step what they did and why, or why they continued treatment or they didn't, that helps them feel better or understand why they made those decisions versus having all this emotional feeling guilty or the roller coaster of emotions.
What do you consider the single biggest takeaway from the study?
Well, the three, the consecutive evaluation of the dogs, that's very, very important. And then also these three findings of play behaviors, happiness as perceived by the owner, and signs of disease, but also to be a consecutive and fluid evaluation, not just one time, because it wouldn't make sense. We want to see how the dog responds to treatment over time.
And what are you thinking of next in terms of a follow-up? Are there logical questions that this study leads to?
Sure. We would like to see, something we included in the study was, for example, the caretaker effect, which is something that is noticed.
The caretaker effect.
For example, that comes from the human literature of pediatric patients. Their parents, when their child is undergoing chemotherapy, they might feel overwhelmed and might be tired, or they have depression. So that impacts how they perceive the quality of life of their child. So we're trying to explore if that exists also in veterinary cancer patients. And we didn't have any results. I mean, we didn't have any positive results at this point, so we'd like to explore that, mm-hmm. and also to scale up the study with a bigger population and include more questions to further the research in this area.
You're also interested in outreach and educating communities
sure.
about basic dog care. What work yeah. are you doing there?
So what I'm doing there is develop an intervention, develop a scale practically at this point, and to evaluate what information kids need to know at schools in order to be to take care of a dog, very very basic cares care of a dog, like water, food, shelter. Medical care, and that is something very new. So we want to explore for each school what kids know and what we need to include in that intervention. And also another component of that study is how the knowledge the kids have about how to take care of a dog in this case associates with perceptions of animal abuse. Like if a child didn't have a pet and they don't know what a pet needs, they might think that abuse is not that bad. In this mm-hmm. case, it's dog fighting, mm-hmm. Because one of the justifications is that the dogs that participate in dog fighting, they don't feel pain and they enjoy fighting. But we all know that all animals feel pain. So, but a child and that's a way to identify the need to have these interventions in schools. So all kids know how to take care of a pet responsibly.
Dogs are your specialty, or do you study other animals as well?
At this point, it's dogs.
Okay.
We study.
How much do we know? I mean, I see an article periodically about the therapeutic effects that animals have on
sure.
people. It's really
yeah.
pretty extraordinary. I'm a dog owner.
Yeah.
I know all about that.
Sure.
What?
Well, now this area of the human-animal bond interactions is a new area of research that we try. We started identifying the huge benefits for people that have autism, cancer, cardiovascular diseases, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. So it's a new area that we need more data.
I did see the results of the study on returning soldiers.
Yeah.
Pretty fascinating.
Yeah. So it's they're fascinating, and also we use dogs as service dogs, therapy dogs, and even another term is emotional support animals.
Okay.
So yeah, there is, and that is very important to identify how dogs, pets help us as humans, you know, and how to help them. And actually, I would like to say that at this point, we are seeking further funding to scale up this study, the quality of life. Study
quality and, of life okay.
yeah for dogs like the and that are treated with chemotherapy, and we try to have a human animal interaction initiative that where we're gonna do research and translation of knowledge through community outreach to promote the benefits of a positive human animal bond and further knowledge between animal welfare and community well-being.
Very good. We're glad you came in today. Maria Iliopoulou, an MSU trained veterinarian.